From the adrenaline of a special military operation to a U.S. federal district court. That's the next stop for deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. The U.S. Attorney General sent a warning on social media that Maduro and his wife will now, quote, face the full wrath of American justice on American soil in American courts. So what does Maduro's future hold, and what is the case that U.S. prosecutors will try and make? Ellie Honig is a former U.S. federal and state prosecutor turned author and legal commentator. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me. Much to discuss.
Indeed. Tell us, first of all, what are these charges against the deposed Venezuelan president, and how strong do you think is the case?
So the charges against Nicolas Maduro are really, there's four main charges here. First of all is narco-terrorism, which is basically running an organization that was systematically bringing narcotics and drugs into the United States. Then you have separately just a charge of straightforward cocaine importation. The quantities here, by the way, are massive. He's allegedly brought in 250 tons per year of cocaine into the United States. And then there are two sets of charges relating to unlawful use of weapons, of firearms, machine guns, and incendiary devices, bombs. With respect to how strong the evidence is, it's hard to tell, because what we have right now is a narrative set forth in the indictment. That is a one-sided document. It's the prosecutor establishing what they think they will be able to prove, but it doesn't necessarily go into how they will be able to prove it. I will say that anytime you have a criminal charge against the leader of a large hierarchical criminal organization like the one alleged here, it can be tough to tie culpability to the leader, because leaders tend to insulate themselves. They're careful about who they talk to and who they associate with. So we don't yet know the strength of the case, but we know that the charges are very serious here.
And how is it possible for the U.S. to bring the leader of a foreign country to justice, to court in the U.S.?
We don't know the answer to that question. And anyone who tells you they do know for sure is making it up. This is really an unprecedented situation. What we do know for sure is that Maduro will argue that the case should be thrown out, first of all, because he will argue that the arrest violates international law. He will also argue that he's entitled to what we call sovereign immunity, meaning he can't be criminally charged for actions that he took as the leader of the state. The closest precedent we have is the U.S. prosecution of the Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega, which happened in the late 80s into the early 1990s. Noriega raised similar arguments that were rejected, but that was a different district court long time ago. These weren't Supreme Court rulings, and arguably the cases are a little different. I will tell you, as a practical matter, it's really difficult to envision an individual United States district court judge. We have 94 different districts, several hundred judges saying, I'm going to dismiss these charges and set free Nicolas Maduro. Put aside all the legalese, I just don't see that happening.
What about the case of the former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernández? Does that provide some kind of precedent?
Well, no. He's been pardoned by Donald Trump, which certainly one could look at that and say there's a lot of inconsistency between, on the one hand, pardoning this one massive drug trafficker from the president of Honduras, and the other hand, charging Maduro for essentially the same crime. But that will not give Maduro any basis to go into court and make an argument. He can't go into court and go, look, here's this other guy who did something similar to me or maybe worse than me. He got pardoned, therefore my case should be dismissed. The judge will respond to that by saying, well, go get a pardon then if you want to be treated the same as his. So legally distinct right there.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the former U.S. state and federal prosecutor, Ellie Honig. Ellie Honig, given the length of the indictment, the incredible nature of Nicolas Maduro coming to the U.S., is this going to be a very long and drawn-out process?
Well, federal criminal cases tend to move somewhat slowly here. If this was not Nicolas Maduro, if this was just a regular international drug trafficker, I would say you're looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 years for the whole process to take place from indictment to trial. There has to be, there will be extensive motion practice here where Maduro is making legal arguments why the case should not be able to proceed. The prosecution has to produce what we call discovery, meaning has to turn over all of its evidence, all of its documents to the defense. So the ordinary federal case can take a year, 18 months, something like that to get to trial. I think we're probably looking at a similar time frame here. I think we're looking at a trial maybe at the very end of 2026, more likely sometime in 2027.
And give us a sense of the facility where Nicolas Maduro and his wife, I believe, are being held.
It's often described as a hellhole. I've been in it, and that's true. This is the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. It's located right on the water. It used to be a warehouse, and it looks like it. I've spent plenty of hours in there because when I was a prosecutor, you'd go in there to meet with potential cooperating witnesses. It is horribly overcrowded. It's filthy. There's terrible health services, if at barely any. It's especially overcrowded now because there used to be another holding facility in Manhattan, but that holding facility is now closed. So all the New York-based federal inmates that are awaiting trial have to get crammed into the MDC. So he will probably be held in isolation of some type. It's going to be a miserable experience. There's just no way around that. I mean, you know, 24 hours before his arrest, he was in a palace, and now he's in one of the worst federal prisons in the United States.
Incredible turn of events. It's going to be a busy time for you. So thank you so much, sure. Eli Honig.
Thanks for having me.
Eli Honig is a former U.S. federal and state prosecutor turned author and legal commentator.